7:40 on Monday morning. Every week on Monday at this time, we talk about something that is made in Michigan. Our next guest has made a great Upper Peninsula Michigan book. I think everybody's got their own reasons for loving the UP, and Grans loves it because that's where she spent her formative years, although was not born and raised there. She moved there as an immigrant and tells kind of an immigrant story in this book that we're going to talk about, Pictured Life. Ann Kranz on the line with us right now. Good morning, Ann.
Yes, good morning, Paul Miller.
I appreciate you giving us some of your time to talk about this beautiful and interesting book. Your background is more as a musician, but in recent years you sort of turned back to photographic art. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, my. About 9 years ago, I just started walking in the woods and had my camera with me, and it seemed like my camera just picked up things I didn't see. It was quite an interesting journey. And actually, my first photos were of a school in North Bessemer. It's a school from the early 1800s, and my book is really relative to the time of the early 20th century. And there was a crack in the window. It was an old school. It hadn't been used for a while. And I put my camera through it, and it revealed pictures that the sentiment of the students, I just felt them. And I could begin feeling the sentiment of the immigrants to Upper Michigan. Mm. And that was the beginning of my story. I took pictures for 9 years. And 3 years ago, I began putting a story together.
Sounds like a story that was sort of there for you to find.
Yes, for me to find. And I live in Lower Michigan, but I placed myself in Upper Michigan. My parents had retired there, were living there about 35 years. So we spent many hours up in the UP, and I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with I could feel their perseverance, their struggles of the early life in the Upper Michigan, the beauty, the buildings, the architecture, the fields. And I walked in the fields and amongst the flowers, and I picked up the beautiful pictures that was presented to me. And it's in a book now.
And I definitely want to talk about the book and let everybody know how they can get their hands on it. But what is it about the UP that there? I mean, I think one of the things that's remarkable about it is that for as many towns as there are, as many people that live there, there's just vast stretches of wildlife.
That's what attracts me as well. In my book, you will see some wildlife, and the UP is still somewhat untouched by man. Man is there, but there is the presence of the animals and the wild animals and the birds and the insects. Those are just highlights in my photography.
Yeah, beautiful photography indeed. When did you decide that you wanted to start putting these photographs into book form and to really sort of write a story to go with it?
After taking these pictures, my initial thought was, well, I'll do a book on barns. And that expanded to the homes and the schools and the churches. And that having so many pictures, I thought, well, I'll make some hard copies. So I laid them on my music room floor. I had them all laid out, and I just sat and I looked at my pictures and I said, I think there's a story here. And so I began writing the story in my head, and I put actually a plastic book together. That's all the pictures in quite a heavy book. And I translated over to my internet and made an ebook. And I just made a decision to go with a publisher. I had to write up why I wanted a book from what I had put together, and they accepted my book. And it's just recently published. I'm waiting for the hardcover yet, but it's published. It's out there. It's all over the world right now.
That's exciting.
So the story is, yeah, thank you. And I placed myself in the pathway leading to the school in North Bessemer. And this is when I'm immigrated. I was 4 when we immigrated. So this was the fall of when I turned 5. I looked at the big black, big oaken door and the brass handle. And that was my story in the UP, and that unfolds in the book. So the book is actually a memoir, but the memoir is really the story of immigrants, of any immigrant, any young child. The story is of myself as a young child, but it could be any young child that has immigrated here.
And when we talk about the immigrants in the UP, it's mainly Norwegian, Swedes, the Dutch. Mm-hmm.
The Finnish, right.
I'm looking at the cover of the book, Anne. What is that? Is that the school that you photographed?
Yes, that's the school, and that's the window. When you see the lower window, that's quite a cracked window, and that's where I poked my camera through it, or put it right on the edge, and it was totally dark inside. And when the book is opened, the reader will see the pictures my camera picked up, which I could not see. And it's the first picture. I think I will try to describe it. It is, it's a large classroom. And in the far left upper corner, there is a door, and vines, bright green ferns, had grown through the door into the classroom. And to me, that is just new life and a renewal. And it is so beautiful. I could see the blackboards, and I poked my camera right down below the window, and there is the heating element there, and even the cap to it. And in the far corner, there is there are wash basins for two different size for children older and younger, so they're a smaller and a larger wash basin. It's a school that was 4 grades K through 3. And they had 2 large classrooms. There are 2 levels. The upper level was where 4 women teachers lived. They were hired, and they lived, and then they taught in the school.
Boy, and you can look at that and just imagine the life that they led as immigrants, and the families that all kind of surrounded one another, and in the beauty of the Upper Peninsula.
Right. The focus in the book is about a family that immigrated. That's their corner, 120 acres. They immigrated in, I believe it was 1914. They came with 7 children. They purchased that land. And they actually went back to Europe, back to Finland, and then they came back again. Mm. And so I think by then they had 12 children, and they lived in a small white home, which is in my book. And possibly they had a good percentage of their children in the school there. So that was the beginnings of that corner school. It's kind of a forgotten school, but it has its history. When you walk on the pathway to the door and look up, there are 3 great horned owls. They're cement, but they're sculptured cement on the upper roof line. And in viewing that, I could feel the perseverance and the wisdom of our forefathers. Mm. And that is so amazing to put 3 owls on top of the school. They're like protecting the children, and our forefathers knew they wanted the best education possible for their children in the USA.
The book is called Pictured Life and True Stories from Northern and Upper Michigan. Anne, how can somebody get their hands on this book?
Well, right now it's in Barnes & Noble. It really is in all the major websites. It's e-book in many of the stores, even Walmart. You can get it by e-book. It's all over the place right now. If you pop in my name, Anne Kranz, ANNCRANS.com, it'll come up. If you pop in Pictured Life, it'll come up. It's all over the place, and it's going into the bookstores all over the world.
Well, that is really exciting.
Right now, it's the soft cover book. It's 8.5 by 11 soft cover, tabletop, and then also the ebook. And my hardcover is coming out soon. There are so many photos. There's a backlog with the printers, so I'm certain that will be out there soon.
Really cool stuff. That's fantastic. And continued success, and thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, Paul, and thank you, listeners, for listening.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.